Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Grid Zero.
Grid Zero.
Do you know what that is?
No. That's why I went like this. Grid Zero.
Okay. I thought maybe you were pretending that you didn't know what it was.
No, I really don't.
Okay. See, this is what happens when you get older.
Okay.
That people say things, and you're no longer like hip.
Sure.
You're no longer groovy.
Right.
Okay. And you're like, what did they just mean when they said they went grid zero?
See, I thought this was like going to be a computer term, but you're telling me this is a slang?
No, it's an Instagram phrase. It's okay. when you erase all of your pictures, you go grid zero, but you still have a social media account.
Okay, makes sense.
It's grid zero. You know, I think it's okay because it takes up 0K.
Welcome to Monday.
And on that happy note, hey, it's Kim Commando Today. It's your fun podcast about all things digital. We have a great interview coming up. You watch the guy's channel, right?
For years. I've been watching him for years.
Okay, what do you love about him?
Well, first of all, it's hilarious. The reactions, and I don't know if I want to spoil anything from the interview, but the reactions that he gets from these scammers, because he's he blocks scammers.
And for sure.
And when he started, and I know he's gotten way more advanced, and he's actually working on software, but when he started, his whole goal was just to waste their time. And he would have them on there for hours.
He's got like 3 million hours. YouTube followers.
Oh, he's great. He's so entertaining.
So he's going to be joining us.
Yes.
And then I have an update about a Microsoft tool.
Wow.
Yes, I know. You know, sometimes I come up with these things. I'm like, you know, the ratings are going to go through the roof.
This is exciting. Can we just skip to that?
It is. It's going to be so fun. What do you have?
The bad guys are stealing from the bad guys on the dark web, and it's kind of hilarious.
Is it?
It really is.
You know, I didn't have time to read the story, so you're going to have to, I'm going in this one blind.
Just wait.
Well, not totally blind, because I have a cornea transplant.
It's 80% blind. You're going in 80% blind.
Exactly.
It's such a great story.
And so now, if you're getting Kim Commando Today as the audio podcast, we totally love that.
Hi.
We thank you for that. But you can also get us as a video podcast, and you get that at youtube.com/Kim Commando, youtube.com/Kim Commando. So if you want to watch us live, it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11:30 a.m., but you know what? You can always catch us on demand.
Right.
Anytime.
Once it's over, it's not over. It just runs on a loop.
And then you can just watch it over and over.
That would be nice.
And over.
That would be very helpful for the algorithm.
Yeah, just hit play.
Yeah.
And go to work.
Right. Go to bed.
Yeah, that's it. It doesn't matter. Just set up that whole playlist. And just a quick reminder that we also are looking for some great comments. Not bad comments. Great comments. So if they're bad comments,
we won't read them.
But if they're great comments,
it's either a great comment or anything Arturo Torres says. That's what we will read at the end of the show.
All right. Here are the top five things you need to know that's happening about tech right now. And this story comes to us from Greenville, North Carolina. Okay. And I have to bring this up because, look, I'm wearing a dress today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I have to be careful about where I wear my dress.
Sure. Or even how you sit right here in studio.
Exactly. And especially if you went to a Target last week in Greenville, South Carolina.
I saw this.
Thomas Ryan Elliott, 21 years old. Gals bending down in Target like we all do to look at something at the bottom shelf. And then he slips his cell phone, smartphone camera right underneath and starts doing an upskirt video.
Thank God he got caught.
Here's the video. Listen to this woman. This woman's a hero.
Seriously. That thing would have been on the internet in minutes.
Excuse me, what are you doing? I just saw you put that underneath her dress. Absolutely you did.
No, ma'am, I really wasn't.
You absolutely did.
Ma'am, I really wasn't. I promise.
Then show me your phone.
Get away from me.
Okay.
Then, no, we're going to call security.
Okay. Then what was he doing?
Did, and you were following
well, first
me over
of all,
in the camera
work,
section.
The camera work on that video, not the best.
No.
I mean, she's trying to save
you know what?
This
she's
young
upset.
Girl. Yes. It's,
she's
so
upset.
You know it's real.
Yes. But I mean, so what else could the guy be doing bending over, slipping a camera underneath a woman's dress while she's looking at something in Target?
He just dropped it.
Yeah, sure he did.
Yes. And I love how polite he was too. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am,
I was not. No.
Okay. He just got baptized at church.
Did he?
like 2 weeks ago.
Didn't catch.
Something, something's wrong with those 10 commandments right there.
Not enough water.
Okay. So number one, that the takeaway with this story is this woman is a hero.
Absolutely.
Who took that video. And number two, this is not the first time this guy has done this.
No, and women have to be aware of their surroundings at all times. It's sad to say, even when you're shopping at Target, you have to be aware of everything that's going around you.
Okay. I'm petrified of public restrooms.
Because of cameras?
Yes.
Yeah, they could be anywhere.
You just don't know. So I just hold it.
That's impressive. That's really impressive. I have to go right now. I don't know if I'm going to make it to the end of the show. And you're able to hold it?
Oh, forever. Like hours.
I'm a big fan of the Costco bathrooms. I go there all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll make a trip to Costco just in case I have to go. I'm very comfortable in there. Oh, yeah, very clean.
Excellent.
Costco and Starbucks, baby. Always the cleanest.
All right, so the House just passed the TikTok seller ban bill again.
Again?
Yep. It was part of the urgent foreign aid bill supporting the UK and Israel, humanitarian support for Gaza. Next step, Senate. If it passes there, gets to Biden's desk.
Probably won't, though, because the Republicans in the Senate are trying to kill it because of the amount of money that's going to certain places. But this is the second time they've passed it.
Yes.
I mean, in the last month, they really want to ban TikTok.
I think that they are going to pass it. And the reason why is that the head of the FBI, he's been coming out like every other day.
The standalone bill or the bill that's part of this package?
The part of the package.
Because the one in the package actually gives ByteDance more time to divest. It won't shut it down.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a year instead of 6 months.
Oh, okay.
And the separation of data and the selling of the algorithm, that's now all in there as part of the House bill in this second time that they have passed it.
What do you think is going to happen?
I can't see it surviving. They have passed it twice in the House. They will cut deals left and right. Then the government, a member of the government just came out and said that Microsoft is also now a threat to the United States security. So if we're going to go, or Meta, excuse me. If we're going to go after TikTok, is Meta going to be next?
Well, you know, I think we have to be really sensitive with China. And what I was going to say is that the guy who's the head of the FBI, Rye, is that he seems to be coming out every other day saying like, okay, they're hidden in our power grid. Mm-hmm. Okay, China's in. I mean, I'm sure that's probably all related to the whole TikTok ban. But if you haven't already gotten your own little emergency kit at home, go to ready.gov. They will help you plan what to put in an emergency kit.
Do you think that we talking about it publicly will make China think twice about doing anything?
No.
Oh, damn. No,
not at all. Not at all. All right. And then I read this story in the Wall Street Journal about Ozempic. And that influencers are all over TikTok talking about like how much weight that they're losing on Ozempic. And I guess you can lose, what is it, 20% of your body weight in like 3 months or some crazy like that. Yeah, it's huge.
That is crazy.
But what they're not talking about is that they're vomiting.
Okay. Or they're getting pregnant.
Yes. Oh, yes. Apparently, like, it helps with that.
Well, even if you're on birth control, for a lot of women that are on birth control and taking Ozempic, they're still ending up getting pregnant. That is a side effect they do not mention in those commercials where they sing that catchy jingle.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Okay. All right. Health influencers with under 100,000 followers are making $10,000 a post.
For Ozempic?
Promoting Ozempic.
That's huge.
If they have over a million followers, they're making between $50,000 and $125,000 per post.
And now, I don't know the rules when it comes to advertising on the internet. Can they just say it's great? Or do they actually have
They're supposed to say that it's a paid advertisement. You know, those of us in the radio and TV industry, we have to be like, this is a sponsor. This is important that you know it's a sponsor. I mean, we have to keep saying that. That's why I, like, during the show, I'll say, like, brought to you by. So it's clear that it's a sponsor. But, you know, then we have this little gray area. But I do want to bring up a point. I don't need Ozempic.
No.
Okay. But I would like to get paid $125,000 per post.
That's the plan. You got to get fat, and then they'll pay you to lose weight.
No, I don't know if I can do that because I'm so weird about
what you eat.
Yes,
everything you put in your body.
Yes,
yeah,
it's just not so. But I would like to have a million followers because this way I could make that money per post
on any product, not just Ozempic.
Exactly. Okay, so if you're not following me already on social media, just go ahead and do it.
The top four or five things in tech Is one of them, number four, is just a plug for your social media?
No, it was all about how much money you can make.
Sure, that's all what it was about.
No, not at all. Okay, now this is not tech related. And I don't have to worry about this because I don't eat ground beef.
Okay.
But if you have ground beef in your freezer or in your refrigerator, you should throw it away.
Why?
There is this big, big public health alert that was put out today by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Ground beef products produced in March, shipped to food service institutions, retailers nationwide, may be contaminated with E. coli.
Well, I'm safe because I buy at Costco. So it was way before March, and my freezer is stacked.
Let's see. It was produced on March 28th.
Yeah, no,
2024.
I'm totally safe.
And it has a use freeze date by April 22nd, 2024. Okay, and finally this. I'm so excited. You know, I now have a regular gig with the Daily Mail.
Right.
And I love the Daily Mail, you know. And it's so fun writing for them because I get to write things that I can't write about for, say, USA Today or the New York Post or Fox News. Because the Daily Mail, you know, they want those headlines.
Sure.
You know, they've got to have that click.
It's not a negative to say you go on and you're scrolling the Daily Mail and it's death, death, death. Can you spot the cat in this picture? Death, death, death.
No, Kanye West, Meghan Markle.
They love Kanye.
Taylor Swift, you know, whatever it may be. And I read a story in the Daily Mail this morning and I don't eat mushrooms.
Okay.
I'm just like.
You eat mushrooms?
No.
You just don't like the taste?
Don't like the taste.
Okay, that's fair.
And the lead story in the Daily Mail is about this woman in Bozeman, Montana, who went to Dave Sushi's restaurant.
The special roll?
She had the special roll and she like died.
I know.
And somebody else died and like 40 people got sick.
Was it the mushrooms that killed
them? Yes, it was like some type of raw mushroom.
Oh, gosh.
That was on top. But that's not what I write about at the Daily Mail.
No.
So we just premiered on the Daily Mail a new feature every week. It's called Ask Kim.
Okay.
And so here's a question. Dear Kim, a new Facebook friend says she has an aunt who's really good with crypto. After a little struggle with names, I verified that these are real people. The aunt showed me three trades where I made 15% with a $500 investment in 10 minutes while I watched it on WhatsApp because she said we can't do this on Facebook. I lost no money at this point. I wanted to know your thoughts before I give the aunt $10,000.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
And why not?
Because it's pig slaughtering. That's what this
butchering.
Butchering. Thank you.
Yes.
Actually, our guest who is coming up, he actually does a ton of videos with this where they have this crypto site or this investment site that you give money to and they manipulate everything on the back end to make it correct. Look like you're making tons of money. I gave him $500 and now it's worth $3,000. Imagine if I gave him $50,000. But it's all fake. It's all fraudulent. And in the end, they steal from you.
They do. And this guy, Jim, I actually spoke to him on my show.
Okay.
The Kim Komando show. You know, that's the big weekend show. And he was about ready to cash in his 401k and give it to the aunt.
Because it makes sense if you look at it. It looks legitimate.
Yeah. He made, you know, he went from like $500 to $1,500 in like 3 minutes.
Right.
And I mean, I wish I could do that. Okay. I mean, that'd be really crazy.
But we have to ask Kit about what he does with the pig butcherers. And it is hilarious.
We do have to ask. So if you have any questions for me that you'd like me to answer in the Daily Mail, just head over to komando.com. And then there's a link at the top that says email Kim. And I know that you like to leave me your questions all over the world on social media. Okay. But this is the best place. Is if I know it's a little old, but go to komando.com and hit that link that says email Kim.
If you want it read, 100% chance it will if you do it that way.
Exactly. Speaking of, what's the difference between a politician and a flying pig? What's the difference between a politician and a flying pig?
I don't know.
The letter F. The letter F.
Flying.
All right. You know, that was offensive. That was disrespectful.
Yeah. And also spelling. I had to visualize it in my head and take the F away.
You know, pigs really aren't that bad.
They're not. Politicians are.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. Don't forget to follow us on social media wherever you are located. Just go to @KimKomando. Once again, that's @KimKomando with a K, of course. It's so annoying. I know, because sometimes I'll be writing something in a Google Doc and I'll be typing in my name and it will say Kim Kardashian. I'm like, OMG. Okay, no,
Kim Komando.
You wish you had her followers.
I wish I had her billions.
Absolutely.
I wish I had her Skims brand.
All of them.
It doesn't matter.
She's pretty enviable.
You know what? Yeah, you have to. She's a smart businesswoman.
She ain't no dummy.
She is. All right. And joining us is a smart gentleman. Okay. His name is Kit Bauga, and he's just huge on Twitch. He has a little bit more subscribers on Twitch than we do.
Just a couple?
Yeah, a million.
Oh, that's
a couple. YouTube, a little bit more followers.
How many on YouTube?
3 million.
Oh, just a little bit
okay.
more.
He does what's called scam baiting. Fantastic.
He's so good. He's so entertaining. I've been watching, when I saw that we were interviewing, I was like, oh my gosh, I've been watching this guy for years. He's hilarious.
I know, I've been watching him for years too.
I love him.
Maddie's so good. Here's a clip. Let's listen to him just waste the scammer's time.
The card numbers, the alphanumeric number,
okay.
Whatever the number is you can use.
You're going to be able to use the Google Play.
Yes,
let me see if I can just redeem it.
We're going to be able to.
Remember, he doesn't know that this Google Play store is fake.
Madam, type the card number here, the promo code.
Okay.
But don't click on redeem, okay? Don't click
okay,
on redeem.
It's painful, isn't it? It's just painful to listen to and to watch.
So the scammer thinks they're going to be getting that money, but he accidentally puts it in his own account, and then they go ballistic on him.
It's just nutso. So Kit, thanks for being here. This is awesome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
I think this is the first time I've ever seen you not wearing sunglasses. You actually have eyes.
I can put them on.
Oh, there we go. We're much more comfortable with that. Thank you.
I'll leave them on for now if you want.
So how did you get started doing this and why?
Yeah, so it's about 7 years ago now. I first heard about tech support scams. I was told, I was actually watching some YouTube videos. There was a recording of an elderly old man. It's called Hey, It's Lenny. They were playing it to some telemarketers, and the title was Tech Support Scammer Gets Angry at Recording. I had never heard of tech support scams. I'm a software engineer, millennial, and I kind of instantly had this moment where I realized if I didn't know that this existed, surely my grandparents don't know that this exists. And my grandparents had Alzheimer's and dementia, and I kind of knew if one of these scammers called them, they would definitely fall for it. And that was the spark that made me say, maybe I should try to do something about it.
And so is that how you came up with Edna?
Yeah, Edna is definitely, it's based off of my grandparents and the stories they used to tell me. I found out actually this year that my great grandmother's name was Edna.
Oh,
I had
wow.
no idea. So... it's just perfect. But yeah, in general, when I call the scammers, I'm trying to play the perfect victim. And sadly to them, a lot of times it is an older individual.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll actually try to manipulate my voice and sound a little bit older or like I don't have teeth. My grandparents didn't have their teeth. So yeah.
So now through the years you have evolved with your channel and how you are approaching these scammers and what you've done on the back end with this entirely made up system, like everything they think they're seeing on your computer is fake and it's a facade and is not real. Well, how did you figure that out? What was the birth of that idea to do it that way?
That's a good question.
Yeah, so it's evolved over time, like you said. It didn't start off day one with all of these tools. It was just, well, if Microsoft says I have a virus on my computer, they want to connect to my computer. And I knew I didn't want them on my actual personal computer. That's one of the worst things that you could do. And I knew enough about making what's called a virtual machine or a fake computer. But then they might ask me to log into my bank account. And I'm not gonna log into my real bank account. So I had to make a fake bank account. And over the years they've asked me to do lots of things like show my webcam. So I had to make a fake augmented webcam to make me look older. Or now they're doing all the crypto investments. So I've had to make fake crypto accounts or all sorts of things. It's been in a kind of like a cat and mouse game. I imagine Tom and Jerry a little bit.
So walk us through the, like, how do you do the scam bait?
Yeah. A lot of it is just calling or texting or responding to emails that you probably know are too good to be true. People from, like, lots of different viewers will send in emails or messages and say, my grandmother got this message. Or in fact, you were just talking about one of your viewers who was asking you about that investment website. I would just sign up for the website, right? I would sign up. I would start messaging them. I would start calling them on the phone and playing as if I wanted to do all the investments. Just the scammers don't realize that none of the information I give them is real. And everything I'm doing is to waste their time or gather information about them. Like, I want to know what their crypto wallets are so I can report those, for example.
Wow.
Now explain how you figured out that this is, I never thought it would get to this point, that you have scammers sending you videos of them with cucumbers and sponges and slippers on their heads. How did you get to that point? How do you convince someone who's trying to steal from you to send those videos?
Good question. Honestly, a lot of it comes down to using their scam tactics against them.
Okay.
So for these guys, they believe that I'm trying to invest maybe one Bitcoin, which is a significant amount of money.
For sure.
And if they're thinking, all I got to do is go through a couple hoops and I'm about to have tens of thousands of dollars. Well, if someone who you think is customer support at this legitimate crypto exchange is telling you, if you put a banana on your head, you'll get one Bitcoin, I would do that, right? Like, you would do that as well. So that's sort of...
You know what? Does anybody have a banana? I put one on my head right now. There you go. We got a cup. It's the closest thing. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's so hilarious.
So have you ever been threatened by any of the scammers?
I have over the years, particularly with the government imposter scams. So the scammers who have pretended to be the IRS or the Social Security Department or something, they would be threatening me, saying that I would go to prison, that they would kill my family, all kinds of things. But typically I'm playing a character, so I can kind of separate myself from that. Like, they're threatening the old man character I'm playing, not me. Most of them don't realize who I actually am, and I kind of try to keep it that way. Hence that's why I originally wore the sunglasses, because I thought I would be more private. Although that's not.
Yeah, I got news for you, kid. It's not working for you that way. It's
no.
I can still know who you are. Yeah. I mean,
Wait a minute. It's not David Hasselhoff?
Oh, I thought it was Pierce Brosnan. I swore it was Pierce Brosnan. So what's the longest time, kid, that you've been talking to a scammer where you just kind of like strung them along?
Yeah. So the longest so far is somewhere around 54 hours. Now, that wasn't just one phone call. It was over the course of like months and months. So typically what would happen is I might spend 3-4 hours on the phone, and then the scammers will ask me to go to my bank and withdraw money or buy them gift cards or send them crypto. In some way, they want to take my money. And then I come up with an excuse. Something happens, like that clip you showed. I redeem the gift card on my computer and
brilliant.
I get really angry.
So brilliant.
Or I wire the money to the wrong account or something like that. And then they just call me the next day and they think, well, I guess we're going to try again. And so sometimes over the course of weeks or months, I can kind of get a whole call center distracted talking to me. They think that I'm the best target. And the sort of sunk cost fallacy comes in as well. They think, we've already spent 30 hours. We've already spent the entire week talking to this guy. Maybe today's the day that we'll finally get our money.
So where are most of the scammers located?
Well, it depends on what kind of scam. There's a lot of call center infrastructure, say in India. And so there happens to be quite a few call centers, like for tech support scams that are pretending to be Microsoft or maybe airline scams. I don't know if you know those were a thing. But you can find them all over the place. There are people here in the US working with these scammers or running cons. So it's kind of tricky to say. It would depend on what, like the pig butchering you mentioned.
Right.
I think there's been quite a bit out of different parts of Asia, Singapore, things like that. But I tend to just say, I'm calling any scammer that picks up my phone call, right? I'll respond to any email. I'll talk to anyone on the phone, regardless of, I don't always know where they're located. I'm just talking to whoever's on the other end of on the phone.
Are you working with authorities, governments, police agencies to actually bust these guys? Majority of the time it's guys. Bust these guys and stop them from doing this?
Yeah, we work with whoever we can, really. So there's times where, just one example that popped into my head is a year or so ago, some scammers that were claiming my electricity was going to be shut off if I didn't pay my bill said that I should send $800 via Cash App. Well, I sent this information over to Cash App and they immediately shut down that account.
Oh, nice. Oh, good.
And then the scammers say, actually, can you send it to this Cash App account? And we shut that down. And then this cash. So whether it's bank accounts, it sort of just depends. We've reported hundreds of bank accounts over the years. Now we're working with Kraken, a crypto exchange, to investigate and shut down crypto related things. So the short answer is yes. The long answer is we're open to talking to anybody who can help. It's like an all hands on deck problem. I think it's just billions and billions of dollars now that are being stolen. So it's not even it's an issue.
So you mentioned the airline scam. Is that where people are pretending to be the airline if you change flights or you want to buy a ticket? They pretend to be like a travel agency, or you DM and they set up these fake Twitter accounts. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. And there's times where they've even been able to manipulate things like Google Maps. So when you're searching for the airport or whatever, that they'll be the first listing on Google that I'm trying to get American Airlines flight cancellations or something, and you're actually calling scammers. It's tricky. They've gotten better over the years. A couple years ago, I could call them and ask for a helicopter ride and they would sell it to me. now they don't. But
that is something. Have they ever recognized your voice?
From time to time. That's part of why I have different characters, because especially if I'm calling the same place over and over again, sometimes I'll call the same call center multiple times and they'll recognize who I am. So now I have multiple phone numbers and voices and different looking computers and different bank accounts, all to do the best we can.
You know, I was reading about the Yahoo boys in Nigeria last week, and that they are now getting into deep fakes where they are the person speaking, but there's a deep fake of somebody else, what they look like and what they sound like. But it's really the guys from Nigeria that are setting this up. Have you run across any deep fakes yet?
Yes, I would say that AI, either voice cloning or deepfakes, are something that's not talked about enough. I've seen scammers most recently pretending to be Keanu Reeves and Elon Musk. One of them says that I'm their best friend. I have, and they'll message me periodically throughout the week with. I mean, I can tell that they're deep fakes, but maybe the average person wouldn't. Keanu is asking me to send him gift cards because for whatever reason he can't afford them. But
the movie industry is it's just
the last Matrix did not do that well.
And but it kind of looks like him, right? And now with the advancements that we're seeing with voice cloning, you could have cloned my voice already with the conversation, the short conversation we've had. You could probably call my mom and she would think that she's talking to me. So we've actually been talking as a family about, back in the day, when we'd get picked up for school, they would always tell us there's a secret password. If Uncle Bob shows up and says, it's time to get in my van, ask him the password. And so I actually called my family and I said, you got to remember that password now, but I'm saying it to my parents, right?
Right.
Like, if I ever call you asking for money, ask me the password, because I think that will happen inevitably.
So many people are falling for that. So many.
So we just can't read our email, we can't read our messages on social media, and we can't answer our phone, and otherwise we're going to be fine.
No, yes, as long as we wear sunglasses.
Oh, that's right. Protect that identity.
Hey, Kit, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you, guys.
Because hopefully, there you go, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Andrew's wearing his sunglasses now. If you're listening to the audio version, it's not you.
No, it's Keanu Reeves.
That's it. I don't think you look like Keanu Reeves.
No?
No.
Even with the glasses on?
So tell everybody how they can follow Kit, because he's awesome.
Just go on YouTube, search his name, or you know what? Or just search Scammer Angry, and about 99.9% of the videos on YouTube are going to be his. And he is absolutely fabulous. I've been watching him for years. He gets better and better. He gets the tricks. Like he said, he's evolving, because as they evolve.
Sure, he has to.
And his tricks and what he does on the back end is so smart. It's so genius. I love it.
He does a great job.
Super great.
I love that he's taking them down, too.
Thank God. Someone has to.
Yeah, because you know, you could always report to the FBI. Yeah,
well, you're probably calling a scammer when you call the FBI. You
got to be careful of that, too. Hey, it's Kim Komando today. It's your daily fun podcast about all things digital. Kim Komando today is actually a video podcast, in case you ever want to watch it, because I know you might be getting the audio version. We have a lot more audio listeners on the pod.
Right.
Than we do on the video pod.
Does anybody listen to the cast?
No, not at all.
Is that when you only listen to half of it?
That's to the after hours podcast. That's it. That's that one. So youtube.com/Kim Komando. And somebody sent me notes that they couldn't find us on Rumble because they were looking for Monica.
I'm like, who's Monica?
I have no idea. I'm like, where did you come from?
Well, we know Monica on Rumble just got one new viewer that she wasn't expecting.
And so, you know, I get like the weirdest emails. I really do. I mean, like I had this, and so we were laying in bed yesterday morning and I started laughing and Barry's like, what are you laughing at? I said, I'm reading my listener mail. Just, and I said, here's one. This woman wrote me a note and said, why when she turns on Fox News does Donald Trump or Princess Diana always appear?
And your answer? I had the same question. Totally forgot to ask you.
Like, I don't know. Okay.
Is Trump selling Bibles and that's where the commercials run?
And then I had a man write me about his cat and he wanted to put a tracker on the cat.
Right.
But he tried and he bought a dog tracker, put it on the cat. So the cat couldn't lift its head up.
It's too heavy.
So, couldn't you just see? It's like, I can't go anywhere.
Poor kitty.
Then I had this guy write me a note, another guy. This is all like in like bing, bing, bing.
Sure.
Okay. He's in Denver, Colorado. Nice note. Nice note. He'd like me to buy him a brand new Cadillac Escalade that seats 8 people.
Did you get it?
Why not? You know, I just don't think that that's something that I need to
do. Reason why he wanted it, or he just wanted it?
Well, because this way he could drive for Uber.
Oh, well, that's tech related.
Yeah, but you can get a lease.
You can use it as a write-off. It would totally be a write-off.
You could go work for Alto, A-L-T-O.
Right.
Alto, you know about them? It's true. Alto is a luxury car service just starting up. It's in certain cities like Los Angeles, I think in Miami and some other places. But if you drive for them, they actually give you a car.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
so it's more like a chauffeur service.
But it's a lot easier if you just send him one.
I should.
It would.
I should just do that. So we always love to get your questions.
All of them.
Love them all. Love them all. And then there's like this woman. She won't leave me alone. And I'm not going to say who she say is stalking her. But she thinks that somebody from Metallica is stalking her. So.
And she won't leave you alone. So she's stalking you. So you do something about her stalker.
Yeah.
Buy her an Escalade too.
But she's never met the guy. But she just swears that the guy, the guitarist from Metallica.
I don't think he's stalking you.
No, I don't think he is. All right, so what's going on with you?
Dark web.
Yes.
I'm not going to say the name of the website, even though it's shut down now. But there was a marketplace on the dark web where you could buy bad stuff. Drugs, guns, credit cards, identities. And it was very popular. Hundreds to thousands of transactions per day.
Oh, you're kidding.
So now, how this website worked is it only would go in Bitcoin. You had to do everything in Bitcoin. But instead of just me sending you the money, we'd both have to upload money to our wallet within the website. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
So I have 2 Bitcoin. I put it in my wallet on the website. I then go spend it freely. And when I'm done spending, I can go ahead and pull it back out to my personal wallet.
So this way they know that you have the money.
Correct.
Okay.
It's very safe. It's similar to how eBay works.
That's true.
You have your little account on eBay. You can send money back and forth to other eBay users. And it's all protected. Now, the website also said that they auto-encrypted everything. So every transaction, message, why are you looking at me like that? You don't trust a website on the dark web to fulfill their promise of auto-encrypting everything? Well, a couple weeks ago, they decided, we're done. We don't want to be in the marketplace game anymore.
Okay.
And all the money sitting in the wallets.
They sucked it in.
They stole it.
Oh.
$30 million.
Okay, could you just imagine... Hi, I was trying to buy a gun on the dark web, and I mean, not for bad reasons.
No. Just a hunting rifle.
Yes.
But it gets even worse than that. They did not stop there. They then put a message up. The Pharaoh is the name of the person that runs the marketplace. Pharaoh put a message up saying, remember when I told you I was auto-encrypting everything and everything was protected, and after 14 days I deleted everything?
Mm.
Not true.
Oh.
I've saved everything. It's all in one database. And on the last day of May, that database is going on the internet and is going to be sent to every police station and federal agency around the country. Now, there's a way to get your name off the list.
You got
to
pay him.
If you're a tier one seller, 1 to 5 transactions, just send me $100, American currency. Tier two, $1,000, $15, and it goes up until the top sellers is $20,000 to get their name and their messages out of the database.
And this guy better have full-time security around
him. Do you know who the top sellers are? The biggest drug dealers in the world. This guy not only stole $30 million from the biggest drug dealers in the world.
He's dead.
He's so dead.
He's dead.
He better be on a ship to Mars because that
they're
is
gonna,
the only place they won't find him.
They're going to find him.
And so if you're a buyer, so someone who, you know, there could be, I don't want to say innocent people. There could be people on there who just wanted to buy some drugs, whatever. They did it once. They did it twice. But your information's still on there. And they're going to open it up to buyers to get their name taken from the list. Next month. But again, you're going to have to pay for it.
Wow. I mean, this is pretty extreme.
It's crazy. First of all, like we said, you're stealing from the cartels.
No, you know, when El Chapo will chop you up.
You're stealing $30 million from the scariest people on the planet. But again, they're involved in criminal activity. So what are they going to do? Call the cops?
I can't believe this guy has the balls to do this.
He really does. Okay. And it's one dude.
Okay. He's not that. I mean, he's must be bright.
Right. Bright enough to be able to pull this off.
Okay. I wonder where he's going to live. Where do you think he's going to go? And he wants...
Switzerland?
No, they could track him there. I mean, he has to go... He's got to go someplace like in the South Pacific.
Just on an island in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
But they're gonna find out who he is.
Of course.
They probably already do know who he is. And is it worth $30 million? No. I would have. He was just making money on the transactions.
Maybe he felt guilty.
Oh yeah, that's it. Finally had a heart, so he stole $30 million from drug dealers.
Oh God! All these people want to buy fentanyl. Oh jeez.
What a crazy story, though. And the website, the marketplace, very popular on the dark web, was only active for a short period of time, just over a year.
Now Brian Krebs busted this story, didn't he?
What do you mean?
Krebs on security.
Oh yes, that's okay. Correct.
Yeah, he. You know, he does a fantastic job. So in case you want to read this, you just go to KrebsOnSecurity.com. It's like the lead story. As a matter of fact, I do have a link to the story in tomorrow's newsletter.
Oh,
so
sweet.
If you haven't already gotten the newsletter, signed up for it, make sure that you go over to GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. All right. I have an amazing Mona Lisa video.
Okay.
And it's about a Microsoft tool. Remember?
I said the big tool update.
Yes. It's going to just bring them in.
Can we watch the viewers see how they skyrocket?
It's Kim Komando today. It's your daily fun podcast about all things digital, and we love to get your comments. And we need 2 things from you. Number one is that you tell one person. That's all. Just tell one person about Kim Komando today.
And if you're watching on YouTube, just hit the share button. You don't even have to tell them.
Smash it.
You don't have to talk to them. You don't have to make eye contact. You can stay in your little hole and just share the link with
them. That's it. And then number 2 is send us your questions. Tell us what you'd like to know more about. Over at Komando.com, there's a link that says email Kim.
Oh, wow.
I know.
So techy. I don't know if people are going to be able to find their way around that.
All right. So before we delve into the hot Microsoft tool update.
Right. So excited.
Okay. Then let's go through some comments. Andrew Adam is unrecognizable. That says Luke.
Yes, I had my sunglasses on. You had no idea. You thought I was Andrew. It was really Adam.
Somebody says you look like Jason Statham.
Jason Statham?
Yeah, who was that?
Nah, he's way more in shape than me.
Who is that?
You don't know who Jason Statham is? Mm. He's bald. He's like an action star. He's in the Fast and Furious movies.
I should know that.
Yeah. He's a movie star. Mm. I mean, he's huge. Mm.
Oh, I think he's trying to stalk me. No, I'm kidding. let's see. John C. Lynn, MD, says, I've had fake DEA agents call my practice in Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh, I get called by the CIA all the time.
George said he had his credit card scammed.
That stinks. So hard.
Let's see.
I was delinquent on my cable bill because I got my credit card stolen twice. Remember? Twice in two weeks.
Yes.
And I forgot to update my Cox Cable account with my auto pay card. They just shut me off.
Scrumpy groaned at the pig joke.
It was not a good one. You've had some winners. That one.
Mm. If you do Bitcoin, then you will wind up with only a bit of a coin.
Okay, that's even worse.
I like that one. Love that one. Okay. Scrumpy also says, all this Ozempic talk, you're going to have to bleep this out. Or maybe not because it's a podcast. All the Ozempic talk, are we going to be saying fat ass today?
Remember the fat ass episode?
Yes.
I think I've said like 50 times in a 35-minute
span. Here, you have to refresh everybody's memory. That I got an email.
Yes, you got an email and someone called, was it called you or Allie a fat ass?
No, me.
They called you a fat ass.
Because you look at me.
And then it became a term of endearment throughout the office where everybody was calling everyone a fat ass.
Exactly. Come over here, fat ass. there's management 202. I mean,
yeah. HR was all over that one. Quit.
Stop. All right. So Microsoft has a new tool. It's called the VASI One.
The VASI One?
And it's so good that they said, we cannot release this to the public.
What is it?
It's their new AI tool that you can take any image.
Okay.
And it will turn that image into a video with facial expressions, head motions, lip movements. So think deep fake.
Sure.
So here's an example of what they did to Mona Lisa.
I'm a paparazzi. I don't play no Yahtzee. I go pop, 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 pop. My camera's up your crotch. See, I tell the truth from what I see and sell it to Perez Hilton. Don't call me scuzzy. Making money, that's my job.
That's great.
Okay. Now, the reason why this is so good is you saw her eyes move.
Yeah.
Okay. And she had facial expressions.
Her head was bobbing.
Yeah. So it wasn't. And the lips were in sync.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yes.
Now, they can't release it to the public, but we can trust them to have it?
Yes. Hip, hop, hippity, hop, hop.
What? Were you rapping along?
Yes.
Was that your freestyle? That's the thing we want to bleep out of the podcast. Don't worry about saying fat ass. It's Kim Komando's freestyle rap.
Why? That was good. I've been practicing.
Oh, God. That was practice? So it wasn't even freestyle?
I know. You know, there's a little known story that AI Mona Lisa was arrested for loitering.
Was she now?
Yes.
What happened?
It's not true.
No.
She was framed.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.